Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Yes, good morning. We are picking up with our Live on Purpose devotional, and Tori's just going to go ahead and jump on in.
Yes, y'all, let's do it. Today's devotional is titled, Get to Know His Voice, and the verse is 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, we live by faith, not by sight. I absolutely love the story of Jesus walking out to his disciples on the water. There's just so much truth in those few lines. One of the things that really convicts me is that everyone in that boat saw the same thing. It was nighttime for everyone. It was windy for everyone. And the waves were big for everyone. But only one of them walked out on the water to meet Jesus. Why was it different for Peter that night? I think it has to do with Peter's words right after Jesus said, don't be afraid. Then Peter said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. That statement is so powerful to me, and here's why. If I had been on the boat, seeing something blurry out there and wondering if it were Jesus, I feel like I would have said, hey, Jesus, come a little closer so I can make sure it's really you. If I see that it's you, then I'll walk out to you. But Peter didn't say that. Peter knew that if he heard Jesus's voice, he was stepping out. The Lord was inviting Peter into a moment with him, and he didn't want to miss it. How many moments do we miss with Jesus because we're afraid to step out of the boat? Because we want to see ahead of time how it's all going to work out? Because we don't know or fully trust his voice? Peter stepped out of the boat because he knew Jesus' voice. If we want to be bold in our faith, we have to know his voice too. We have to know his word. The fact is, if we want to follow Jesus, we have to trust the word. In order to trust it, we need to have confidence in it. And in order to have confidence, we have to know it. Let's be honest. The unknown makes us uncomfortable. So we ask Jesus to just come a little closer and to prove himself before we step out to meet him. But he has already given us his word to be a lamp to our feet and to guide us when the wind is blowing and the waves are crashing and we can't see clearly where we're going. Don't miss another invitation from Jesus. Open his word, get to know his voice, and step out of the boat.
Whoa, that's good.
So good.
Is that how she says it?
Yeah, she says, okay. Whoa, that's good.
Whoa, that's good. Okay.
She's so cute.
Well, can you actually repeat something in there for me?
Yeah.
It was the part about like whenever you trust it, then you respect it, and then when you respect it, you know. Is that how it
Similar.
Goes?
Similar. I'll reread it. It says, the fact is, if we want to follow Jesus, we have to trust the word. In order to trust it, we need to have confidence in it. And in order to have confidence, we have to know it.
And then I'm going to continue that. In order to know it, we have to desire it.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be a hot take, but I think it's important for us to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
We make time for the things we want.
Amen.
And if we're wanting the peace of God,
yeah,
we need to make time
mm-hmm.
to receive the peace yeah. of God.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, I'm starving. Well, do you want to eat? Nah.
Yeah.
You know, no, yeah. no, I'm yeah. good. Yeah. No, I'm comfortable right here.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and by the way, I'm not like, this is not like directed at you. This is directed at me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm calling myself out to say like, oh, wow. Like I need to prioritize it. And when I say right. desire, what I mean is you need to have reverence and respect mm-hmm. to prioritize it in your life.
Yeah.
Because in the same way that you may not even be hungry, but you have to eat to survive. Right. right.
Yeah.
And to get along in society, you need a shower, right? Yeah. There's yeah. things that we do all the time that
yeah.
we work into our schedule because yeah. they're a part of our life and they help right. us function in society.
Thrive, yeah.
Well, there's something that's imperative to help us function here on earth.
Right.
And the thing is to desire and have reverence and prioritize spending time with the Lord.
Yeah. And I just want to touch on like how to build that desire, because I really believe that there's a war for our devotion
mm-hmm.
and a war for our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting into his word, I feel like you might face attacks. The phone might go off or an email might come through, or you might have woken up a little late and there's all of these little excuses that start building up. But I'm telling you, self-discipline is a fruit of the Spirit, and you'll never regret spending time with God. But guess what you will regret? Not spending time with God.
Amen.
You know, and so we have to remember that every time I don't spend time with the Lord, I get anxious easier, I get frustrated quicker, I get angry quicker, I'm not as kind or grace-filled. Like, there's all of these things that start showing up when I'm not in the presence of the Lord and I'm not acting inside of the fruits of the Spirit. Because you cannot act inside of the fruits of the Spirit if you're not in His presence and allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
And so I think it's so important to prioritize it. It's just like the more we eat a certain thing, the more we desire it. It's like the more I eat Taco Bell, the more I desire it.
Yeah.
But the more I drink like yummy smoothies, mm-hmm. the more I want them.
Love a good smoothie.
I love a smoothie, but sometimes I avoid doing it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I just want to do something more simple. Yeah. But every time I have a smoothie, I'm like, oh, this is so good. I love it.
You got to get the liquid to solids ratio down. You know, that's really important.
It is important. But when I say that, it's like the Taco Bell or the McDonald's or the fast food, it actually gives me nothing. Like no nutritional value is gained. But the smoothie, it can be jam-packed with antioxidants and fruits and protein powder if you want to. Like you can jam-pack it with all these things that actually nourish your body. Mm-hmm. And it's good for you. And the more you have it, the more you'll desire it and want it.
So if I hear what you're saying, Taco Bell is scrolling on TikTok.
Yes.
No nutritional value.
Yes.
Okay. And then Whole Foods, well, Trader Joe's, because money, is spending time in God's word because nutritional organic value.
There it is.
I'm with you right now.
Yeah. You understand where I'm going with that?
I do. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it sometimes comes down to the self-discipline aspect and saying, okay, I want to create a habit and then just watch how that habit develops fruit in your life.
Yeah. And stay consistent with it, prioritizing it, just what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like, you know, 21 days to build a habit. Mm-hmm. It's like, give yourself 21 days of 10 minutes in His word and see how it changes. I bet you're going to desire even more than 10 minutes.
You ready for me to pray, sign out?
I am.
Oh, Lord, thank you for this time with you, Lord. And we want more time with you. God, I just pray that you will help every single one of us to desire spending time with you more, God. We are pulled in so many different directions. And Tori's right, Lord, there's a war for our attention and there's a war for our devotion, Lord. And we want our intention to be on you. We want our devotion to be towards you. But it's hard. It genuinely is hard when there's so many things happening and bright colors and cool songs and people and all this stuff, God, it can be so distracting that we can lose our love and desire to want to spend time with you, God, and we don't want to lose it. So Lord, will you help us to implement a strategy to press into our hearts to desire to spend more time with you every single day, God, because we'll never regret spending time with you, Lord. We'll never regret it. And we know you'll meet us there, God. So we just beg you to open our hearts to spend time with you consistently, God. That way we can to build a better trust and confidence in you and your word, God. Help us to desire it first, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue just pressing into the Lord.
And y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Pa'alam.